Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Assassin's Curse, A Blackthorn Key Adventure by Kevin Sands. Read by Napoleon Ryan. Monday, November the 2nd, 1665. Matins. Do you believe in fate? Once, after I'd become Master Benedict's apprentice, I'd asked him about it. He'd stirred his soup, his spoon clunking against his bowl.
An interesting question. What brought this up?
Well, I said, the astronomy book you gave me says the universe is like a clock, that everything proceeds according to a grand design.
It does.
Yet we have free will, don't we? I mean, we're responsible for the things we do.
Absolutely,
he said. But how can both of these be true? I said. If we have free will, how can there be a grand design? Couldn't you do something to change the universe's plan? And if the universe is just a giant clock, and we're only gears playing our part, then how can we be blamed for what we do? Isn't that just who we were born to be? My master regarded me sternly.
Is this about you breaking the Bailey's window?
No. Though Tom and I wouldn't be playing Castle Siege at his house again any time soon.
Then wait here.
He went upstairs, where I heard him rooting through the library in the spare room. When he returned, he was carrying a stack of books so tall he had to peek his head around it to see where he was going. He dropped them on the table. I scrambled to stop the tower from spilling into my soup.
Start with these,
my master said.
Return when you're done.
With my regular duties, it took me several days to read them all. When I finally